We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Two things for you with Judge.
Yes. Right,
what was your level of fear? Whatever the most amount of concern was, whatever that was for you, right. What was the depth of the fear? And then secondarily, or secondly here, give me a ballpark figure on games you expect them to play this year. Number one, level of fear with the abdomen to start.
This particular injury?
Yes.
Minimal.
Three? Yeah, me too. I wasn't that juiced up by it.
Three, four. I wasn't that worried about it either. It didn't seem like anything that was hampering him. And the one thing, I know a lot of Yankee fans get on the Yankees for being disingenuous, for lack of a better term, or, you know, always taking the brighter side of a problem, and then you get to the bottom of it. Judge typically has not. Like, Judge comes out, and when Judge speaks and Judge tells me it's not a big deal, I felt better about it almost immediately.
Okay.
So
Even though they kept pushing it back, I was going to hit tomorrow.
Because it's spring training. It doesn't bother me at all. It really didn't concern me really that much at all. How many games do I expect them to play this year? I mean, that speaks to...
Let me ask you in a better way, because that's just a complete guess.
Yeah.
What would you sign up for? Like, what would be bare minimum low, that, and then what would make you happy?
I can't sign up for any less than 140.
Yeah, that was my number two.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to play at least 140 games.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I mean, the overall arcing conversation, though, about Judge's overall injury issue, I'm very concerned. Because it's always something. And even though a lot of it has been fluky stuff, he runs into a wall, he gets hit by a pitch, he breaks a rib diving
in the outfield.
Like, I'm going to invoke a name right now that Yankee fans don't want to hear, but Jacoby Ellsbury was injured all the time too. And it was broken ankle sliding into second base. Injury prone doesn't just mean I'm prone to soft tissue damage. I'll pull a calf muscle. I'll pull this muscle.
Yep.
There is something about his frame, the level of intensity he plays the game with. There's just something with him where I am concerned that this will be an every year thing, much like it is for Stanton. Although Stanton's can't run to second without pulling a hamstring.
Oh, please tell me you're not banking on Stanton to do it. I know he's had come of the day. Banking on Stanton to do anything this year, are you?
Are you kidding me? Yes, I'm banking on Stanton to have a monster.
What is your affinity with this guy?
What's your displeasure with him?
Because he never plays, and he can't run, and he can't field, and he can't throw. He's Ted Williams.
That's not true.
Babe Ruth.
That's not true. He can field and throw. When he's put out there, when's the last time he cost them? He just doesn't have
the... He played in the playoffs with the Astros. He made one great catch, and then he took a step forward on a ball and went over his head.
He can't stay healthy. That I totally agree with you. But since when? Like, does a guy who does and does everything we ask and tries as hard as he does and cares as much that Yankee fans get all over, and who's been as productive in the postseason as Stanton has, that we get all over to this level? I know he's made money, but he hasn't been. This isn't, Pavano, where, he bruised his ass on the bench and then he was gone and we're wondering where the hell he was, and his teammates like Mike Mussina are calling him out. This guy's trying his ass off.
They like
this
him.
Guy tries desperately. He's changed his whole body. He's done everything you could possibly.
It took him long enough. I mean, he changed it 3 years ago when he first started getting hurt all the time. Let me say this,
I don't know
Chris.
Why we hate him. It's almost like we're not rooting for him.
I don't know.
We're rooting for him to be off out of the team. because think it's what's for the better.
Yes, I do hope that they buy him out at some point because you can't run and you can't say. But
if he's good, the lineup goes completely different.
Listen, he's going to run in some fastballs and he's going to hit some bombs. Mm-hmm. And he's been up until last time a very good better than Judge in the postseason by a mile.
Yeah,
I don't hate Stan. I actually respect his transparency.
Yeah,
I do. Like he stands up there like a man, owns the failures and the injuries. And calls himself out. He looks in the mirror with no issue, and I wish more people did that. I really respect him. The thing, and I can't speak for the others, what bothers me about Stanton is because of the $32.5 million, it's preventing the Yankees from doing things that could win them a World Series.
I understand, but I mean, it just seems like because we like to tout ourselves as the kind of fans who will get behind a guy as long as he gives effort.
Uh-huh.
Right? That's what we pride ourselves on. And yet this guy's done everything. Or guys who come in the clutch and show up in the big moment. He's shown up in the big moment. He's been clutch for them. He's worked his ass off to try and stay healthy. He just can't.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand your point. The money does make things difficult for the New York Yankees, but the hatred and the...
It's a little overboard.
I'm rooting for him. Like I told you the first time we were together, I'm rooting for him as hard as any Yankee I've ever rooted for in my life. And if he is...
In your life?
In my lifetime.
Who's your favorite all-time Yank? Mattingly, Jeter?
Answer is Jeter. When I first came up, it was Wade.
Who's your favorite? What do you mean you guess?
Because it's
hard. How do you not know?
It's the one
thing I know. Who's your favorite Yankee? Mattingly.
Because it's like asking me my favorite children.
No, it's not.
It's
not.
I love them all.
Yeah,
How can I like anyone more than anyone else?
Because that's called being a dad, being a fan. It's a little bit less rules, dude.
How do you honestly, as a Yankee fan, I'm sorry. As a Yankee fan who grew up in the 90s go, oh, I like Derek Jeter much better than I like Bernie Williams? Like, how do
I
you
don't.
Do that?
Well, my guy's Mattingly. That's my delineation. I will never love anybody as an athlete even remotely close
because
I love Mattingly.
Because you grew up in a time period where they didn't win championships, whether they had good teams or not. They had winning seasons. And he was the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And while Jeter was the guy, I also had a bunch of guys who hit game-winning home runs and won championships.
Of course.
So it's not as easy to just say, yeah, that's my
guy.
I'm
not saying it's easy, but as a big-time fan, you got to have a favorite player. Otherwise, what the hell are you doing?
I disagree.
Who's your favorite player?
I don't have to have a favorite player.
We got to put
Stop
this to
telling
a vote.
Me how fandom has to work.
Yeah.
All right? It doesn't. Yeah, I
you
don't
can
have
tell
a...
Yankee fans how to act with Stanton.
Yes,
it's okay.
Yes, I certainly can. Absolutely, I can. That's right.
He's a trip. Well, I love C-Mac.
Oh, no. Wait a second. Going to the field and booing a player who works his ass off is not the same as I have to narrow down my favorite guy to one particular player. It's not the same thing. I'm just saying. I grew up, my first Yankee that I fell in love with, my first guy was Wade Boggs.
Boggsy?
Wade Boggs. When I first started watching Yankees, I was unaware of his Red Sox history.
He was
the third baseman. My dad played third base. He was like, my dad got me a Wade Boggs glove. I was a Wade Boggs guy.
I loved Boggs. I loved Boggsy. On the horse. I was at the game there in 96.
That's one of my favorite moments is him on the horse in 96 because I loved Wade Boggs. But now, is he my favorite Yankee of all time? How could I say that?
When
I got Bernie and Jeter Paul O'Neill.
We're going to call you indecisive C-Mac.
Miguel Cairo. I mean, the list goes
Miguel
on
Cairo.
And on.
Yeah.
I love Miguel Cairo.
Mariano Duncan, right?
Yeah, sure. Luis Soho. I love those ancillary, those secondary guys.
I know what you mean.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.